I guess I got
lucky.
In the right place at the right time.
I used to fish a pretty good bit. My granddad used to take me all the time, but I haven't gone fishing in a long time. Never caught 62, though.
I used to like to fish, but we got away from that when we had the grocery store. And so seemed like my husband, he lost all care for fishing, so we just quit fishing entirely.
Any of your children like to fish a lot?
Like to fish.
Just maybe children?
Oh, grandboys, they're crazy about fishing. And the oldest girl likes fishing, but the other two doesn't care for it.
Whereabouts do you usually go fishing around here? What's some of the...
Well, if you have an interest in a pond or a bayou interest in a man-made pond, you can go there, or you go down near to the river, or then a lot of them take off over to Alabama River, and then over here at Munson at the, I forgot what they call that. Now, there's just different places you can go fish.
Oh.
Some people have a catfish pond, and they just stuff it with catfish.
Yeah, I like to eat catfish. I think it's good. It's my favorite kind of fish.
You never have seen one?
No, it's my favorite kind to eat.
There's a a channel cat and a mud cat and a speckled cat, I believe.
Now, you have to you skin those fish, don't you?
Yeah, skin them.
You go fishing, you ever catch that little thing with, or see that thing kind of a hard shell and retreats in its shell?
Turtle.
You ever heard him call anything beside a turtle?
I don't think of nothing.
Ever heard him call a cooter?
No.
What if the turtle just lives on dry land? Do you have a different name for him then? Something like a turtle?
I don't know. Well, it's a gopher, you know, if you get out on dry land.
He kind of like a turtle, didn't he?
Kind of like what?
Is he kind of like a turtle?
Yeah.
You ever heard that gopher called anything else? Anybody around here ever used anything besides gopher for him?
What you mean, to eat?
No, call him anything else. Any other name for him? And what about the kind of thing, you know, you seen these things, it's got claws, but it lives in fresh water. And you might, when you turn over a rock, it might swim away backwards. You know what I'm talking about?
Crawfish.
Mm-hmm. They have those much around here?
Yeah, right. Damn. Places.
I just catch those a lot.
There's a crab too that I don't like it, but my oldest daughter, they crazy about it. She takes it, makes a gumbo, and they really like it. I don't eat that kind of stuff.
I never eat any crab. I was a kid, used to catch crawfish all the time. I liked them. I liked to play with them. A lot of fun. Next thing I'll do is ask you about some of the different kinds of names you have for different kinds of insects. What do you call those things that they get inside the lamps and fly around? Or maybe they get in your clothes and eat your clothes?
Camouflage.
And let's see, what do you call the things that they fly around and they light up at night? The tail lights up at night.
Light on what?
Their tail lights up at night.
That's called a lightning bug.
You still see those very much around here?
I sure don't.
I was going to say, I haven't seen one in a year.
It's been a long time since I've seen one.
I don't know where they disappear in. You think it must be, somebody told me it's chemicals that they use.
Yeah, probably did.
Yeah. And what about there's a kind of long, thin-bodied insect with a hard beak and two pairs of shiny wings, and it hangs around damp places and eats mosquitoes.